Ease your way through scale inspections and shows your pride in your company. Give Ducks Paint Shop a call and let them get you ready for the road.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, I do want to toss it to George to see what he wants to talk about on this Freedom Friday, but I do need to share this message from Bruce in Ennis. George, you probably heard part of the conversation. We were talking about gain of function research and this Project Veritas video.
Yeah.
Where they have the director of development for Pfizer basically saying that they want to mutate the virus so that they can build vaccines to combat the virus. And Tucker Carlson's like, sounds like gain-of-function research to me. Gain-of-function research is basically what happened at that Wuhan Institute of Virology, where everybody believes COVID-19 came from in the first place. Now, Bruce says this, gain-of-function research is illegal in the U.S. That's why the World Health Organization built 27 labs all over the world. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bruce, but gain-of-function research is also against the law. For the U.S. can't support gain-of-function research anywhere else in the world either. That's why Fauci needs to be held accountable for signing off on gain-of-function research. Now he tries
spending money on it
and spending our money on it. But that's why Fauci tries to call it something else. Well, it's not gain-of-function research. It's really this kind of research. No, it's gain-of-function, but he can get away with lying about it.
Yeah, that's nuts. That makes me sick. So I got something. Couple of things. So one, this is kind of going to be not a full disclosure. However, if you have had issues with the VA and you have a story to tell and you feel like you're just talking to the wall and you can't get anybody to listen to you, you're going to have an opportunity if you want to. So what we're going to do is we're looking for people who would like to tell their VA story. Okay. Now, two ways you can do this. You can go all out and just do it on video, on film, and be you and say what you want to say. Or if you work for the VA, or if you just don't want to deal with any reprisals or from the VA, which we know that sometimes they'll do, then they will pixelate your face and change your voice and make you undistinguishable.
Very interesting.
And so this is a great opportunity. And now we're looking for people that have a real story, not a made up, not I heard this from this person or this one. We want actual first person stories.
Documented.
Of what's going on and what your struggle is and that. Because there's a person that's, I'm not going to say, we're going to have him on and we're going to talk about this soon. But he's making a documentary. And if you'd like to participate in that documentary and tell your story, you have your opportunity. So, Aaron, can we give him
this is a reputable filmmaker who does solid work, who is here in Montana, right, and is going to be doing a documentary. So if you are a whistleblower inside the VA that wants to speak up about the bureaucracy and the politics that's being shoved down your throat, or if you're a veteran who's had to, or a spouse who's had to deal with the frustrations of the bureaucracy shooting you down, this is your opportunity to share your story and hold the higher ups accountable.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's time to put up or shut up, as they say. If you want to participate, you can. And if you don't, I certainly understand that too, because believe me, I've opened my mouth about a lot of things and I've paid the price for it different times. But
well, I hope you tell your story in particular about that tester staffer. Because that's outrageous. That guy, if you ask me, that guy should be behind bars for what he did.
Yeah, well, he helps run the VA now for Montana and Wyoming.
I wonder how much money he's making, by the way.
I don't know.
So basically, you sent a letter to Senator Tester with some of your concerns about the VA bureaucracy, and this tester staffer then starts going to folks in the VA and to health clinics in the state and saying, hey, let me tell you about this George Blacker. He starts politically targeting you because he didn't like the letter that you sent to Senator Tester.
Exactly. That's
huge,
right.
Huge violation of privacy and a number of fronts.
Yeah. And so not only did he go to the VA where I had gotten some health care, he went to a private doctor's office here, civilian doctor's office in town. Actually, it wasn't him. It was another staffer, a friend of his, that did that. So two of them were going out, and the cool part was the person from the VA came and told me about it, and so did the people at the other doctor's office. They came and told me about it too, and so I confronted him about it. But it's and his words were, well, it's politics. So, you know, I said, hey, neither one of us are politics.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, because you've gotten more outspoken publicly on this show. But back then, several years ago, you were always known as, well, that's just George Blackard from the American Legion who's just advocating for veterans.
Right.
And there wasn't really any, you know, people didn't necessarily even know what your politics were. But, see, Bruce had to circle around the VA bureaucrats that were installed by John Tester in Helena. It's crazy.
It is. It's frustrating. And, you know, that's why a lot of people don't say what they want to say is because, you know, sometimes there's a price to pay. But definitely disguise your voice, disguise your face. You can
do
it.
If you want to, yeah.
This is your opportunity to do that. So we just need them to send you a message. Where would they send that?
So if you want to know more about this, if you want to link up with George, the easiest way, unless you want to put your email out there publicly over the airwaves, but the easiest way is if people want to message us on the Montana Talks app, say, hey, I want to link up with George and this documentary filmmaker. I want to share my story or support it in any way. You can message us on the Montana Talks app. You can email me, Aaron@MontanaTalks.com. But the app is kind of the best way because then Travis will print it up for us as well. And we could hand your info right now to George as he's out the door. And then what we'll try to do is forward those messages to George as well. So if that works for
perfect.
You, George.
You bet. And we'll get you in touch with him. Very respectful, not going to leave you hanging. And definitely will protect your privacy. So.
Yeah, and especially, you know, we've said this a lot. You know, when we talk about frustrations with the VA, we're not talking about the great nurses and doctors and other folks who work in these facilities. They're incredible when you go in there. They want to help. It's the bureaucrats, it's the politicians at the top that consistently cause these problems. All right, quick break. More to follow. Freedom Friday. George Blackard back after this. 294-0970, the number for you.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, a winter storm warning, including both Bozeman and Billings. For Bozeman, expecting around 3 to 5 inches of snow accumulation by the end of the day. For Billings, the snow could mix with some rain or drizzle yet this morning. Around 2 inches of snow accumulation expected for Billings by the end of the day. Temperatures holding fairly steady in the 30s. Then for tonight, snow looks to continue. An additional 2 to 4 inches of snow accumulation expected for both Bozeman and Billings for tonight, with lows dropping back into the upper single digits to lower teens. Even into the day on Saturday, snow is still likely there. Could pick up another inch or two of daytime snowfall, with our temperatures holding fairly steady in the middle part of the teens. Trending even colder into the day on Sunday, only expecting high temperatures to reach the single digits above and below.
It's Hedge to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold. There's no obligation or purchase required.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
If you were to list all the government policies that address housing on one PowerPoint slide, you would have to use a very small size font. There are dozens of them. Start with the federal government policies, most of which are aimed at making it easier for Americans to afford homes. The mortgage interest deduction on federal income tax. 30-year fixed rate mortgage with no prepayment penalty. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the giant resellers of mortgages. Then there are the local policies that attempt to shape and regulate housing development. Everything from building codes to zoning to setbacks and parking requirements. We're at a point where the price of homes is rising beyond the reach of many and where rents are pressuring budgets. And many are calling for more policies. That's not unreasonable, but it might be more effective if we removed or substantially changed some of the policies already clogging up my PowerPoint slide instead of adding more to the list. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is Where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
Ranchers will soon need a prescription for livestock antibiotics. The change goes into effect on June 11th of this year. Veterinarian Dr. Ron Gill with Texas A&M University and the Beef Quality Assurance Program says it's important to prepare now.
Make sure you have the products on hand that you need. You'll have to work with a veterinarian and have a what we call a veterinary client-patient relationship set up with that veterinarian so he'll be comfortable prescribing antibiotics to you. And so that'll be the biggest difference. You just can't walk into a store and purchase it.
It is no doubt going to be a very big and difficult change for many out in the countryside. Dr. Gill says veterinarians like him should start to get a plan in place to handle the increase in volume of patients.
I feel for the veterinarian. I don't know a veterinarian, one, that wanted this to be implemented. Being able to manage that many walk-ins or whatever will be a very different part of their practice, and they'll have to develop some framework to get that done to make it more efficient. Because right now, you go in to get product, you are normally just in the normal line of chain and waiting list to get in to see the doctor. I don't know how they're going to work that, to be honest, and I don't know many of them that have made the decision on how they're going to handle it either.
Again, ranchers will need a prescription for livestock antibiotics starting June 11th. I'm Lane Northland.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, George. Well, this is great. We already got one VA whistleblower, and this is a great one.
Yeah, it is.
This is Bill in Libby. Bill in Libby listening in. Well, he's spoken publicly about this, so that's why I'm saying his name. Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to be a whistleblower and you don't want your name used, definitely put that down. But I know that Bill in Libby is, because he's called into the show. We've talked about this. Bill in Libby needs a kidney transplant. The VA won't give him a kidney transplant because Bill doesn't want to get the COVID shot. I mean, it's just stupid stuff like that. And I wonder how many of these VA doctors and nurses knew that they wanted to give medical exemptions for the COVID shot, but the VA told them, you will not sign off on a medical exemption. You will not sign off on any exemption whatsoever. In fact, not only just how many VA doctors were told that, how many Billings, Montana doctors were told that, how many Bozeman, Montana doctors were told that by their higher-ups. Those folks need to be held accountable as well. But Bill also said this, what is the difference between gain of function and weapons manufacturing? Not much, I think. I think you're exactly right there, Bill. When you do gain-of-function research to make a virus more lethal to humans, you have created a weapon. You have created a lethal weapon. Dare we say a weapon of mass destruction, however you want to define it, right?
I agree with that, 100%. Yeah. Yep.
You wanted to say something about old pencil neck, Adam Schiff. So Adam Schiff, he's the California congressman who lied about Russia collusion, lied about Trump, tried to basically undermine the president of the United States, boosted the communist Chinese. He got booted off the Intelligence Committee. Anyway, what's your take, George?
So there was an article on Fox News that really caught my eye. The first reason was because there was a picture of Dianne Feinstein on there, and she's 89, and Schiff was announcing that he's going to run for her seat. Well, this progressive group, they're not keen on that idea because they started attacking Schiff after that because he's not liberal enough. So, for instance, he was on the group of people that the January 6th committee, right? And they're all going after Trump and everything. Well,
yeah,
this
that
group,
circus too, yeah.
Yeah, so this group says that he plays the role of Trump antagonist on TV, but a recent book details that he didn't go far enough, that he was more of an anchor to that committee, that he would slow them down. They would want to go after Trump, and he'd say, well, wait, you know, we... And so they're angry that he's not liberal enough, that he didn't do enough to go after Trump. He should have went harder, should have went farther.
Huh.
And so they don't want him to run for her seat.
That's it. See, my theory, and I kind of mentioned this in the 6 o'clock hour, I think they don't want him because he's white. They don't want an old white guy representing California in the United States Senate.
There you go.
And that's going to be Schiff's, you know, that's going to be what breaks the pencil, you know. It's a snap of the little number two lead pencil.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, he's an old white guy, I guess. That's what they call him. But Dianne Feinstein's like an ancient old white woman, right? I don't know. I guess maybe they don't count her as being white, but... Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I can't keep up anymore.
She
but
had a,
89
speaking of the communist Chinese,
old.
She had a communist Chinese spy as her personal driver for 20 years.
Yeah.
And she was on the Senate Intelligence
And nothing
Committee.
Happened to her, just like Swalwell. You know, he's sleeping with a spy and nothing's going on there. But I'm glad somebody is paying attention to this stuff. And I thought McCarthy's rundown of that situation with that news reporter was really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you heard that.
He did great there, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think there's a lot to take away from this. One of them is nobody should be serving in Congress until they're 89 years old.
Yeah, you can't serve in federal law enforcement until you're 89 years old. And I know federal law enforcement officers who are already forced to retire who could run circles around Shuffle Feet and the rest of them right now. But they were forced into retirement because of their age. Speaking of old pencil neck, Adam Schiff, did you hear Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has a resolution that will bar Adam Schiff from even receiving any classified information whatsoever? It's the pencil resolution. Preventing extreme negligence with classified information licenses. The pencil resolution.
There you go.
To bar pencil neck from seeing classified information.
You know, here's the thing. If you're in Congress, just because you're in Congress, if you mishandle this information, then you should be restricted from ever seeing that information. I mean, they've proven you can't trust them with this information. At least Schiff has, and several others have. So it only makes sense. And being in Congress does not give you a pass for everything, which they act like it does.
If you were, what was your rank when you left the military?
I was a third class petty officer.
If petty officer third class George Blackard had one document, took one photo that he shouldn't have, you probably wouldn't even have a DD-214 for honorable service right now, George.
No. Nope. They hold the little people to these high standards, but not themselves.
Yep, exactly. All right, back in 60 seconds, George Blackard, Freedom Friday. He's here with us for just a few more minutes, and man, there's a lot to talk about. All right, back 60 seconds.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Biden has just announced that Jeff Zients will be his next White House chief of staff. Tensions are high in Memphis as authorities are braced for possible reaction to the release of body cam video of the police encounter, which led to the death of Tyree Nichols.
Four of the five officers charged in his murder are now free. Demetrius Haley is the only one who remains in custody on $350,000 bond at the Shelby County Jail this morning.
Fox's Charles Watson. More signs inflation is cooling. The PCE rose in December by the smallest amount in 15 months.
0.1% month over month for the PCE price index. Year over year, a gain of 5%. Now the core number, this excludes 0.3% month over month, 0.3%, and then the core PCE price index year over year in line, 4.4%.
Fox News, Cheryl Pisoni, America's listening to Fox News.
All right, this is a good story to talk about too, George. I know we got a lot of things that we can cover, but we want to talk about what you want to talk about because you're so graciously giving your time, joining us here every Freedom Friday. So Joe Biden has been re-racking a bunch of federal judge candidates, nominees, some who already failed in the last Democrat-run Senate, but he's bringing them back again, these retreads, shall we say. There was this one. You got the story in front of you
so,
here.
Yeah, so in... let's see, Senator Kennedy, and this is on every newswire today, you know, even the liberal ones, which is pretty amazing. But there's a judicial nominee from Biden to serve in the eastern part of Washington. And she's currently on the Spokane County Superior Court. She was nominated by Biden for the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Washington. So during this confirmation hearing, Senator Kennedy asks her about Article 5 of the Constitution. And she says, Article 5 is not coming to mind at the moment. And he says, okay, well, how about Article 2?
This is a federal judge.
Federal judge
that wants to be in the United States Supreme Court.
Well, not the Supreme Court.
This is a federal judge nominee.
District court, right?
Yeah.
And so,
that's right, yeah.
Article 2, that's not coming to mind either. So here it is. He's proven a really good point. This judge doesn't know anything about the Articles of the Constitution. And I'll tell you what, I'll give you a pass on knowing the verbiage of those. But if you're a judge, you should at least know what the article's about.
Well, I just do a radio show here in Montana. Didn't go to law school. And I'm not even going to use the Holiday Inn Express reference, but Article 5, how many times have we heard the Article 5 debate? You know, because there's conservatives, I want an Article 5 convention of states, and then there's, no, don't have an Article 5 convention. Article 5, Article 5. For 10 years they've been arguing about this thing.
Right.
And But this federal judge is like, no, I don't know anything about the Article 5.
Don't know anything about that. And so I tell you, you know, there are thousands of American or of high school students across this country that participate in the American Legion Oratorical Contest. They can tell you what all the articles are about. And they're high schoolers, right? But this judge, she can't be bothered to learn the Constitution or know what the Constitution is about.
But George, they may be white kids. And white kids need not apply. We need to check woke check boxes here.
Well, and so color you bring
of,
up...
Color of skin matters much more than content of character or knowledge of the Constitution.
You bring up a point, because guess what? She's African-American.
You don't say.
And she clicks a box. She would be the first
because
one.
It's not enough to just be black anymore. You got to be black and gay. Just ask Karine Jean-Pierre.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't read that far. Don't care.
You do you. Yeah. Whatever she does in her bedroom is her own thing. But if she can't cite the Constitution, probably shouldn't be a judge.
Probably not.
Shouldn't be a federal judge. All right. I know we're short on time. I know we got another great guest coming in. George Blackard, always good to see you. Thanks for your time, Aaron. Phone lines are open for the full 8 o'clock hour, full 9 o'clock hour as well. Yeah, it's not just the communist Chinese. We're talking about banning foreign-owned land in Montana from not just the communist Chinese, but from Russia, from North Korea, and Iran. That's part of the legislation that State Senator Ken Bogner has put forward. Full details, go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, while we were broadcasting live from Radio Row at the SHOT Show, we caught up with national radio host Lars Larson, talked wildlife issues and more. Go to MontanaTalks.com or download the Montana Talks app.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Call Aaron on the Parsec Data Management phone lines, 406-294-0970. Parsec Data Management, securing critical business IT.
All right. Well, we had a note from one of the members of our team down the hall that we might have some guests dropping by right now. But they might have sent us the wrong date for that interview. So because our guests have not arrived yet. So in fact, our producer Travis, we had a caller on the phone lines we were going to try to get to right before the break, but the time was fairly short. So we were going to tell the caller, hey, if you want to stick around, we'll get to you if the guests don't show up, or if you want to, you can call back in the 8 o'clock hour because we're going to have a lot more time to talk in the 8 o'clock hour. Phone lines are open from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. here with Montana Talks. You know, the early morning hours between 6 and 8, pretty fast moving. We always try to sneak in as many phone calls as we can, but it's a lot more of a faster moving show. News and weather every 10 minutes, national news updates, farm and ranch report and more. And so it gets a little fast moving here in the early morning hours. But luckily, you know, George was just about to take off, and I said, hey, George, stand by if you can stand by. Don't take off just yet, because I our guests have not arrived yet, so if you've got the time, we'd love to keep yapping with you, and we can take your phone calls, it looks like, as well, 406-294-0970. George, thanks for sticking around.
I wanted to meet the advocates, because... You know, they're really interested in doing work with veterans, I understand.
Oh, they're huge, so. So I think it must have been scheduled for another day. I think we got a wrong calendar update. But, yeah, the Montana Advocates, that basically, so if you need a lawyer, you need legal representation, even for something that might seem as simple as a car accident. Anybody who's been in a car accident, somebody wrecked into you, you'll know that it's no simple situation whatsoever. You're dealing with insurance. You're dealing with the... hopefully not medical stuff. You're dealing, potentially getting collection phone calls because you're still waiting on the whole process to play out. Even something as simple as towing fees, you know. And so what the Montana Advocates will do is they will take care of all of that for you. They will actually, yeah, here we go.
They'll take care
of all that for you. And so very cool. But also, yeah, I said, George, hey, stick around because you're going to want to meet these folks. You're going to want to meet Wendy in particular because she's a military spouse, a veteran spouse, and they really support veterans and veterans causes. So I'm glad you stuck around.
Yeah, I'm going to hand it over to her. But, you know, that's one of the top five questions I get asked all the time by veterans is, hey, do you know anybody, an attorney that I can talk to? It's one of the top questions.
Really?
And it's so difficult to find somebody in that category to have in your tool belt to give to somebody. So, yeah, I'm excited to meet.
Well, stick around.
I'm going to hang out and listen.
Well, you can jump in on the conversation, too. But, yeah, Wendy, great to see you. Thanks for dropping into the studios here.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. Yeah. So, you know, our listeners have probably heard me talk about Montana Advocates for quite some time now. And, you know, kind of like what George was just talking about here, you know, veterans in particular, I didn't even know that for the veterans that he's helping out, one of their biggest questions is, hey, do you know a good lawyer? Who's somebody that I can trust? Who's somebody that's here on the ground in Montana? And I mean, now we have an answer, right? At least for the work that you do, because I know you're a veteran spouse, military spouse, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely jump in and help out. I'm happy to talk to anyone about any law issue. I do mostly personal injury and slip and falls, medical malpractice, but I know a lot of people here in the community and a lot of attorneys who I can point them to with other issues as well.
Medical malpractice. Boy, oh man. Let's just say I'll bet you our message box would fill in on, you know, what seems like things have been going on in this country a little crazy over the last 3 years in particular, and some of what's being talked about that they're trying to push down the road. Very interesting.
Yes, I follow a little bit of the news, and I've been getting a lot of calls. We do have a lot of inquiries about vaccination issues, post-vaccination issues, and then just a lot of doctors out there that aren't meeting the standards.
Well, and from what I've heard, that there's, in addition to gag orders that are being put out, is that some doctors and nurses and medical professionals are not being allowed to do their job and give their advice. They are basically being ordered, you will not do this, you will not sign this, you will not recommend this or recommend against that. We'll talk about medical malpractice on a massive scale, at least from my perspective anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've heard a lot about other suits that are, you know, people are being terminated because they're refusing to get the vaccine. But then if they get the vaccine, they have major health implications, so it's risky for them to do so. So it's really, you know, life or job choices.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah. It's been so great getting to know you and getting to meet you. And it was funny because we got to talking and I was like, wait a minute, I know your husband. We were in the 163rd back in the day, the infantry company in Billings. And then, of course, they got their headquarters out in Belgrade, Montana, and then, you know, companies located elsewhere across the state as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great. He's a pilot now. He's a civilian pilot. So
he got off the ground.
Yes.
No more a ground pounding infantry grunt. Now he's flying high.
Yeah, he does miss the military though. He misses everybody.
So. I'll bet. Well, that's what's fun about having our friend George Blackard here every Friday for Freedom Friday is, you know, just the camaraderie and the joking around. And George, really, that's why you love getting involved in so many veterans organizations as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just being able to hang around those fellow veterans and enjoy that commonality that we have. And, you know, we kind of speak a different language. And sometimes it comes out on the radio here, and I'm sure people go, I can't believe they just said that to one another. You know, but that's part of it. That's the fun.
Yeah. So, Wendy, describe kind of your philosophy. So whether it's a veteran out there, whether it's somebody who, you know, who's suffering because of medical malpractice or maybe just something like a car wreck. I mean, I think our listeners get it, the importance of having somebody who's here on the ground, not some late night infomercial at 3 a.m. with the guy who looks like the lawyer from Breaking Bad, you know, but like somebody who's here on the ground that you can trust, that's, you know, from Montana, that lives in Montana. And, you know, it, like you say, military spouse that's actually, you know, that shares your life story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm a local person. I work for a big company that's, you know, we started in Utah, and now we're in 10 states, but I've been here in Billings my whole life, so I'm right above Jake's, and anyone is welcome to just stop in anytime and chat with me. You might as well give me a call if you're injured in a car accident or slip and fall or a medical malpractice issue. Just call, because what have you got to lose? It's free to talk to me, and I'll talk as long as they need, and you might as well see. You don't want to be taken advantage of by the insurance companies and in that. So.
And just the ongoing fight and the constant headaches. People are busy enough with their day-to-day lives. Now you throw a car wreck in the mix and all the collection phone calls, everything else that goes on top of it. So the Montana Advocates, you're in the Billings office, but you've got offices in Lewistown, kind of all across the state, right?
Yep, Lewistown, Great Falls, and Missoula.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. I know, and I've seen this recently, an insurance company wanted somebody to settle. They're like, settle for this. And this person got an attorney, and it's not a Perry Mason type. It's just somebody that's knowledgeable and knows what they're doing. And they got more than double what the insurance company was trying to settle for them with. So that would be a good thing for somebody to come talk to you about, right? If they're facing a settlement and they want a second opinion.
Exactly. Yeah. Usually we get about 3 times more than what they've been offered at the beginning. So insurance companies, you know, they don't want to deal with it. They'll pay a couple medical bills for you to go see a chiropractor and then offer you $1,000 to just get out of their hair. And then if we come in, you know, we assess it a lot more. We look at liability and causation and really look at the injuries because it's important to get treated. Sometimes these soft tissue injuries take a long time to treat. They're not just done with a couple chiropractor appointments. So
yeah,
if you
could be talking about lifelong consequences. And yeah, how many people would just, they get $1,000 check waved in front of them. They're like Seinfeld with a lifetime supply of coffee. I'll take it. Yeah. You know, do you remember that Seinfeld?
Kramer.
Episode?
Yeah. Oh,
Kramer,
yeah.
You know, Kramer gets the coffee in his lap and he's got Johnny Cochran there, you know,
Jackie,
Jackie's going to get him a big settlement. And then, you know, how about we give you a lifetime supply of coffee? And I'll take it. You know? Jackie's shaking his head. But you're right. They'll take that $1,000 check. And also Montanans, we're so nice. We're so polite. And we don't oftentimes want to fight. And then as a result, we get rolled over in the long run.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to have to sue, you know, an insurance company, go through the process. You know, the litigation process is not fun and lawsuits aren't fun, but it's our job to really just make it easy for our clients. All they have to do is just get better and go to the doctor and just try to get better. And we take care of all of the insurance stuff, all of the medical bills, make sure they don't go to collections and make sure the insurance pays along the way and lost wages as well.
And you know, the old joke is, hey, these lawyers, they charge by the hour, they charge by the half hour. If they come and see you above Jake's downtown in Billings or check out your website, MontanaAdvocates.com, they don't pay a dime. They basically, you recover the settlement for them, and they don't even have to pay you anything, basically.
Yep. It's free to talk to me, and then we just take a fee out of the end.
All right. Well, hold it right there. Back after this.
Fox News commentary.
Nancy Pelosi is making bank off stock trading again. Her crystal ball really is accurate, isn't it? I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It all started with the brutal murder of a young married couple. Now, more than 40 years after the couple was found, investigators and forensic genealogists are cracking the case wide open to uncover a stunning second mystery.
Where's the baby?
I said, well, wait, he had a baby?
We cross the country speaking with victims' families and those close to the case as we ask, what about Holly?
I just want to know what happened.
Available on FoxNewsPodcasts.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
How do you become a multimillionaire off a government salary? Well, that's a great question for former Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Several weeks ago, Mrs. Pelosi sold $3 million in Google stock, and lo and behold, this week, the DOJ has opened an investigation against Google to possibly break up its tech monopoly. That was really convenient timing, Nancy. It's almost as if you, once again, had some insider info with which to make your stock decision. This is downright dirty, folks. Our members of Congress and their spouses should be prohibited from trading stocks and profiting while in office. Thank goodness Senator Josh Hawley introduced a bill to do just that, appropriately titled the Pelosi Act. These public servants are
1710 Grand Avenue.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks. with Aaron Flint.
All right, just a few minutes left here. Thanks to our friend George Blackard for sticking around for a few more minutes. A lot that that we can cover here in the 8 o'clock hour. In fact, there was some Freedom Friday specific stuff I was going to talk about, George. I know you heard me kind of playing a couple of the clips that, speaking of legal issues, Pastor Artur Pawlowski, the Canadian Christian pastor, we've interviewed him a bunch on this show because he got picked up by the Canadian authorities at the border with Montana and Canada because he was there peacefully protesting the lockdowns and supporting the freedom convoys. But apparently he was on Laura Ingraham's show a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and because of his commentary on an American cable TV show, a judge in Canada is now basically telling him what he can and cannot say while preaching in his church. I mean, that's insane, right?
That's nuts. I can't believe, well, I would like to say that never happened here, but you never know the way things are going.
Never happened here. And then the other clip that I was going to do for a Freedom Friday segment was DuPage County, Illinois. We talked about this at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas last week, but DuPage County, Illinois, Sheriff James Mendrick was on Fox News yesterday as well, talking about why he is standing up and refusing to enforce a gun ban in the state of Illinois. So maybe I'll play a portion of that later on in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. But yeah, lots of Freedom Friday stuff. But I love what the sheriff is doing. He's being a fighter. He's being an advocate for his community. And Wendy Youngblood with the Montana Advocates, that's really what I see here is like when George is talking about these veterans, and we were talking more kind of during the break. Well, kind of, you know, you asked a good question to George is, hey, these veterans, you say that the number one question they ask you when they're looking for help is, do you know a good lawyer? Do you know somebody can help? And then you asked a good question, which is, well, what do they typically ask for when they need legal help?
Yeah, exactly. And it varies. It's all kinds of things. Sometimes it's housing. It's they get in financial trouble because maybe they're paying medical bills that they shouldn't have to pay and they get behind. There's just all kinds of different scenarios that might come up.
Yeah. So, Wendy, and then I kind of mentioned that sometimes just even just one letter from a lawyer to an entity can really break the ice or freeze things if you need things frozen.
Yeah, it really can. Like a letter to a landlord saying, you know, what you're doing isn't right, and under the law you need to do X, Y, and Z. Sometimes that can work, and then it can solve the problem. Sometimes it takes a little bit more, but we love it when it does work.
Yeah. What's the best way? Well, you mentioned if people even just want to walk in and see you, you know, go grab a burger or a steak at Jake's downtown Billings, pop upstairs, see you there. There's a number of offices up above or, you know, for our listeners in the Bozeman area, Big Timber, you know, Hardin right now, best way for them to get a hold of you.
Yeah, just over the phone. You can call me at our my direct line is actually 406-543-1844. So you can get directly to me without having to go through the phone lines and everything in Utah and call me. Or you can just stop up at Suite 500 above Jake's.
All right. And then MontanaAdvocates.com is the website as well. Get you routed in the right direction there. All right. Anything else you want to tell our listeners across Montana?
No, just give me a call if you need some help or if you just want to ask some questions. I'm there. I'm ready to talk. So give me a call.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for dropping in. I know our listeners are, you know, going to be glad to hear more information about you and more of your story as well. George, we should also, you know, speaking of somebody advocating for you, being your advocate, especially if you're a veteran, let's remind people you've got a friend who is going to be producing a documentary, and this guy is a solid filmmaker. So if you're a veteran out there or somebody who works for the VA and you want to be a whistleblower, get a hold of George or send us a message on our Montana Talks app and we'll share with George.
Absolutely. Montana Talks app. And your email again was, for some people, that's easier.
Yeah. Aaron@MontanaTalks.com is the easiest.
Yeah. One, and so They'll hide your identity. They'll protect you. And you can tell your story and get the word out there. And who knows, you might be able to make a difference.
Or better yet, if you want to be on camera, they'll put you on camera. You can put your name out there.
Yeah.
And but make sure, you know, you've got a solid case. You've got facts. You've got the background to go with it. Or at least just reach out and they'll be able to walk you through the process.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we're looking for first-person stories, you know, experiences that you've gone through, because we've all heard stories, but we want to know your experience. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is speaking up.
All right. Well, you can speak up right now, 406-294-0970. We've got the phone lines open for the next 2 hours. In fact, the only thing that I know is going to happen is at some point, Henry Kriegel is going to call in and talk about a big school choice rally. But you can call in, too, starting right now. Back with you right after this Fox News update.